Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
You're listening to The Reba Show, home ownership here from the experts in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. I'm your host, Salvador Villalobos. Today, we're highlighting one of our presenting sponsors from this for the City of Arlington's Homeownership Fair, Chase Bank. The 2019 4th Annual City of Arlington Homeownership Fair will be Saturday, August 10th from 9 a.m. to 2:45 at the Esports Stadium, Arlington and Expo Center. Registration starts tomorrow, July 10th, so register early, get your lunch. There's going to be a lot of great things, a lot of giveaways. It's a family-friendly event. Today's special guest is Chad Erickson. He is a lending manager with Chase.
Yep. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, Chad.
Yeah. No, I've been with Chase Bank now just about a decade now, all inside of lending, and moved here to Arlington here a couple of years ago, actually 2 years ago this month. So really enjoying my time here, enjoying lending, and really doing what we can to help everybody out.
Welcome, welcome. So thanks for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And thank you for sponsoring the City of Arlington's Home Ownership Fair. It's a great way to promote sustainable home ownership, and it's all about sustainable home ownership, right?
Absolutely. Super excited to be a part of it, for sure.
Great, great. So tell me a little bit of what how many years have you been sponsoring the Home Ownership Fair in Arlington?
You know, this is actually our first year sponsoring this particular event. Now, we've had a ton of other events, you know, in the past for sure, but this particular event is our first time sponsoring. We're going to be the main sponsor of this particular
right.
event, and we're definitely excited to jump in.
Fantastic. So, as a participating sponsor, how is Chase participating in this Home Ownership Fair?
Yeah, so we're actually headlining it. So we're going to be there. We're going to go over a bunch of topics, a bunch of different mortgage topics and lending topics while we're there, and of course there's going to also be some breakout sessions. And so we'll be there to help answer questions and just be a part of the whole process.
All right, so that's great. So give us a preview of what attendees will be learning.
Yeah, gosh, there's going to be a ton of stuff. Won't be able to do it all justice here, so definitely want to make sure you guys show up and come out. But a few things we're going to go over, different products. Mm-hmm. We have a ton of different products available out there from our Dreammaker. We have a product called Dreammaker that's a really, really mm-hmm. good product for first-time home buyers as well as repeat home buyers. But a great product that allows for a really small down payment. It allows for the usage of down payment assistance programs and all the different stuff that goes along with that. FHA loans. We're gonna talk about FHA and what that means and how they differ from Dreammaker. You know, all these different names and really we're gonna talk about just good old fashioned loans. You know, what those look like.
Right.
Loans for our veterans we're gonna be going over a huge product set of what's available out there for sure.
Okay. So why did you choose to be the main presenter, let's say? Why do you feel that that's something that you should have done?
Oh, man. No, that's a great question. I think to be a part of Arlington, first of all, is awesome. So when we had the chance to be the title sponsor, I think we jumped on it as fast as we possibly could, to be quite honest with you. So we're really excited to do that. But really just to spread the word and let people know what their options are. I think that mortgages, loans in general, can be very daunting, can be very... you know, sometimes just confusing. And so the fact is that if we can get our name out there and we can get in front of people and just try and help them out and help them answer questions and just help them with their process, I think the more we can do that, the better. And I work right here in Arlington. I cover Arlington. I've been covering it now for a couple of years. And so to be a title sponsor and to be able to get directly in front of those people and help them directly is something that we jumped on.
So how is it that you help them directly? What are some of the programs that you, besides doing these home ownership fairs, what mm-hmm. programs do you offer or classes do you offer your potential clients?
Yeah. Well, you know, good question. Just knowledge. I think that the loan officers that I have, we call them home lending advisors. The lending advisors that we have here in Arlington are top notch. They've been doing this a long, long time, and the knowledge that they have with down payment assistance programs, and that's what we're talking about specifically here is how to help with down payment assistance, how to help with different grants that are available out there, and that takes a special knowledge. Like not everybody really understands all of that, and
right.
And so the lending advisors that we have here are top notch, and so how we help them is by educating them, talking them through the options, mm-hmm. talking them through the process, and really just being there for them.
So how many local branches do you have in Arlington and surrounding?
A ton. I guess off the top of my head, I think there's about 40 that I service and I help out. So, but here in Arlington, top of my head, I think there's 15 or so.
15?
I don't unfortunately know the exact answer.
Good. And do they all house a loan officer or?
Most of them do. All of them are covered one way or the other. And okay. What that means is there are lending advisors directly in the branches. So anybody can walk in and get help directly with those lending advisors. And if they're not in that particular branch that day, they're certainly down the street. So all of the branches here in Arlington and Fort Worth and all that, they do have local people directly associated with them that can meet them in person right. and help them right then and there.
Yeah. So would you say it's good to call ahead and set up an appointment?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to know that you're coming down, right?
Right?
Maybe we can talk about some paperwork, or maybe we can just have a conversation before you get there. But I wouldn't want to dissuade anybody from just popping
by.
Of
course, no.
It's good to always call ahead if you can. But if you can't, we're definitely here for you, one way or the other.
So you said have the right paperwork. What would be some of the right paperwork? And should they bring that paperwork to the event?
I wouldn't necessarily say bring the paperwork to the event. There's going to be a lot of people there. There's going
right.
to be a lot of stuff going on. I wouldn't want anybody to misplace some of that paperwork.
Right.
But I don't know if I'd want to give a list of stuff to bring. I think that each appointment is going to be tailored. I think each appointment can be different from the other. And I don't really know if there's going to be a specific set of paperwork that needs to be brought just to an initial conversation.
Right.
And I think that's the idea. Upon initial conversation, like let's just have a conversation and talk about what the needs are, what the needs of the customer are, and what they're looking to do and what they're looking to accomplish. And so a specific set of paperwork I don't think necessarily fits inside that particular mold.
Okay. So what do you do to prepare somebody? They come in and they sit down. How do you, and they may have some credit challenges.
Mm-hmm.
How would you prepare them? Or
yeah.
How would one of your home loan advisors prepare them?
Great question.
To get to that.
Yeah, and that's a lot of people. A lot of people have credit challenges they don't even know about, right?
Right.
And that's unfortunately a surprise to some people, or some people know about it. But either way, just to kind of plug here, Chase has a great product called Chase a Credit Journey. It's available for anybody, whether you're a Chase customer or whether you're a non-Chase customer. But what one of my lending advisors would do is obviously if they got to a point where they pulled credit and they saw challenges or they saw something that needed to be done, we can certainly talk them through our experiences of what that looks like. But one of the great tools they just talked about was Credit Journey. And Credit Journey is something that you go in, it's free, there's no cost for it. You go in and it tells you what your credit is in essentially real time. And the great thing about it is that it has these what-if simulators. And so we can talk about it right there through the Credit Journey app.
Right.
We can talk about, well, what if we paid off this debt, or what if we did this, or what if we did that? And it'll show you how that will improve or not improve your credit score right there in real time.
Great, great. So keep that in mind. We're going to go to a quick break. So we'll be asking you a few more questions.
Yeah, no problem.
All right.
I ain't trying to think about all my problems. I'm living now. I'm living now. Hey, I can't sit and worry about the future. I'm living now. Said I'm living now. So put your hands up if you feel like having a good time. It feels so good. gonna celebrate this life I'm giving. From now on, from now on, I'm gonna tell my mother every day I love her and tell her thanks for being such a good mother. From now on, come on, so put your hands up. It feels good, don't it? Living your life in this quick moment, and you never ever think it's gonna go away. But I swear, I know you'll wake up one day and say, yeah, I got things to do. Yeah, I got mountains to move. And if anybody's had to be, it's about how good it should be. Come on, say, feels good, don't it? Feels good, don't it? You only got one life, live in the moment. Feels good, don't it? Feels good, don't it? You only got one life, live in the moment. Feels good, don't it? Feels good, don't it? You only got one life, live in the moment. Feels good, don't it? Feels good, don't it? You only got one life.
Come on, sing it.
Oh, 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 it feels so good to be alive.
I wanna feel good. Come on.
Oh, it feels.
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
You're listening to The Reba Show, Home Ownership, here from the experts in the blue stream of the Fish Radio Network. I'm your host, Salvador Villalobos. Today, we're highlighting one of the presenting sponsors of the City of Arlington's Homeownership Fair, Chase Bank. The 2019 fourth annual City of Arlington's Homeownership Fair will be Saturday, August 10th from 9 a.m. to 2:45 p.m. at the Esports Stadium, Arlington, and Expo Center. Registration starts tomorrow, July 10th, so register early to get your free lunch. There's going to be many giveaways. There's going to family-friendly event. They have a kids zone, so make sure to register early. I would like to take this opportunity to thank Eric again for Chad Erickson for of Chase Bank Lending Manager of coming in and sharing what why and how Chase is assisting home ownership with the Arlington City of Arlington's homeownership fair. So when we went to break, you were talking about the credit journey.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate a little bit more about the credit journey?
Yeah. Now, credit journey, again, just to back up, it's a tool that we could use, you know, essentially in real time to look at like what if scenarios, what if we paid off this debt, or what if we did something with this, you know, that debt or whatever, and it will show you what your current score is, and it'll give you a what if scenario based on if you did those things, here's what your credit score would be. So at Chase, we kind of think about our credit like our health, right? It's something that we got to look into and something that we got to stay on top of. And that's the beauty of the Chase journey is that it's something that, again, it's all free. Once you sign up for it,
right,
you can get email alerts, you know, based on when your credit is pulled. You can get different types of alerts based on different things that you have set up so that you can stay on top of it, so that when you do go speak to a lending advisor, you're not necessarily surprised by what's on there.
And okay. Now, during the fair, are you going to be introducing some of that technology to the attendees, letting them know what they can, as if having consultation or?
Yeah, absolutely. There's going to be lots of lending advisors there, and we can definitely talk through some of that technology. And some of the technology that we have is just fantastic. I mean, there's ways to just go online right from your phone or from your tablet or computer or whatever it is, and just fill out the application and talk to somebody right then and there. And throughout the process, we could have certain updates and all kinds of stuff digitally verified, and just the digital aspect of how it is to get a loan today is pretty cool.
Great. Can I use my Razor phone? No, I'm just joking.
Yeah. you could use it to text somebody a question.
I guess so. Maybe. Right. So down payment assistance. Mm-hmm. Earlier we touched base on down payment assistance.
Yeah.
Can you wrap this with one of your programs?
Fantastic grants. Question. Yeah, that's really cool at Chase. Not every lender can do that. But what we can do, first to back up, we have a product called DreamMaker. I talked about it just a little mm-hmm. bit before, and we'll go into it more detail at the event for sure. But it's a product that we have where if you do qualify for it, there are certain programs you qualify for and certain ones that you can't. But if you do qualify for it, by qualifying for it, we'll also be eligible to take a home buyer education class. And by completion of that class, Chase will give you $500 to go towards the loan process, the down payment or the closing costs or whatever you choose to use it for. But what we also have for certain census tracts, for certain homes in the area, or for certain people that do qualify specifically, we also have another $2,500 grant on top of that. So you don't got to pay it back. There's nothing there to pay back. It's yours to use however you want towards the loan, whether it be towards down payment or closing costs. And that stuff is stackable. So right there is $3,000, and just a short while ago that used to be $1,500, and now it's $2,500 for a total of $3,000, and those things can be used in conjunction and on top of other down payment assistance programs that the city of Arlington has, that the different counties have, that there are different programs that different companies have. There are a ton of down payment assistance programs available that are out there. Too many to list here for sure. Mm-hmm. And that's where it takes the specific knowledge of a lending advisor to walk in and sit down and just have a conversation with them to see, what you qualify for, what customers can qualify for, and what DPAs, what down payment assistant programs are available to use on top of. I mean, some are $20,000, $30,000 down payment assistance programs out there that you can stack on top of the $500 and the $2,500.
Right. Now, is that for both FHA and conventional loans and VA loans, or just...
Yeah. So the $500 is for the DreamMaker loan specifically. The $2,500 is for anybody. It doesn't matter whether it's a VA loan or an FHA loan. So in other words, whether it's a good old fashioned loan or whether it's a certain type of product loan that we have, that $2,500 can be used in conjunction with that. Yeah,
that's great. Great. So you said that they don't have, and I keep going back to that credit journey, because I mean, right now there's a lot of homeowners or home buyers, mm-hmm. homeowners that want to maybe refinance. Can they use that credit journey for a refinance as well for that purpose? Or
yeah, so the credit journey, think of that as more of a how's my credit look type mm-hmm. tool, type set. So it's not necessarily specifically for a refinance. You don't even have to have a Chase account or a Chase mortgage to use the credit journey. As long as you have some sort of Chase product, whether it be a Chase credit card or a Chase auto loan or a Chase checking account, as long as you have some sort of Chase product. And actually, it's even for non-Chase customers. I'm sorry. You can go to Credit Journey and just look at it, and it'll pull up what your credit score is. It'll have everything that's on there, so that whether you're getting prepared to go buy a car or whether you're getting prepared to go refinance your house or do whatever.
Oh, so you don't have to go into a branch to do this. You can
right,
do it.
Right
oh,
from your
okay.
Phone. Yeah, do it right from
great.
Your phone, or do it right from your home computer, or,
right.
or whatever it is. You could do it right then and there.
That's
yeah.
good. No, I thought you had to walk into a branch, talk to a loan advisor,
oh,
and
yeah,
then
yeah.
they would go
it's
through
a
that
tool
process.
That we would, no, yeah, it's a tool that we would use to help somebody. So if mm-hmm. during the process we figure out that, man, we have some credit challenges or whatever it is, that's just one of the tools that we could use, a main tool that we could use to show the customer right then and there on their phone or whatever it is, how we can maybe get that credit repaired
right
in that sense.
That's good. So it seems like you have a lot of great products out there. Mm-hmm. Now, during break, we were talking about technology and how, you know, the process.
Yeah.
What is the process? And you mentioned some pretty cool things there.
Yeah. You know, the process, a lot of people have, a lot of people feel like it takes a long time. And when you're buying a house, sometimes you don't have that time. Mm-hmm. And right now, Chase has a closing guarantee. We have a 21-day close guarantee. And so what we do is on most of our products, doesn't apply to FHA loans or VA loans, but all the other loans, what we have a product or we have a guarantee that'll say we'll close within 21 days. And if we don't, we'll give the customer $1,000. As it pertains to closing on that particular contract.
How many thousands have you given out yet?
I'm telling you, that's the beauty of it, is that we close on time. That's just
good.
A fact.
That's awesome. I had to ask the question.
No, fair question. Fair question. I don't think we'd throw
what
it out.
What if I hold back? I'm your client. I just hold back the paperwork.
I know. But I think less people do that because they're so excited on getting inside the house.
I know.
House,
I'm just joking. Man, I'm kidding.
You'd be surprised how very, very few times we ever have to
pay that question. And it's all based also not on – I mean, as long as – the lender, and mm-hmm. I can say we as the lenders, as long as we have the documentation in a timely manner, there's no reason.
Absolutely.
Why we
things move so
that.
Quickly now, and it's not like it used to be. We're not shuffling paperwork from one side of the building to the other. I mean, we're
so talk about a little technology that you were telling me about earlier as well.
Well, there's a bunch of cool stuff that's out there today. You know, there's many different facets to a loan, and not to get into some of the nuances, but there's incomes that we have to verify. There's assets that we have to verify. There's all kinds of different verifications. There's appraisals. Got to know the value of the house. And a lot of the technology that's out there, we now have appraisal waivers, which means that, you know, on some loans, on some properties, we don't need appraisal because we have it electronically verified. We have ways of, if you're a Chase customer, we have ways of digitally verifying your income, you know, and then soon down the line, we'll have digitally, you know, verification of different parts of the process just mm-hmm. to make it that much easier on the customer.
Great. So we'll be right back with the Reba Show. Hear it from the experts.
I was sitting at home on my sofa watching my favorite show. PJs, popcorn, and ice cream with no makeup on. My girls dragged me out to a party. I didn't want to go. I walked in and that's when I saw you. My heart hit the floor. I get weird, I get shy, and you are the reason why. I get weak, wanna die, and you look me in the eye. Is it all in my mind? I can't bear to be denied. Oh, I can't lie. I get goose, I get bumps, I get chills and I'm on sugar.
Ah!
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
You're listening to The Reba Show. Hear it from the experts in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. I'm your host, Salvador Villalobos. Today, we're highlighting one of the presenting sponsors of the City of Arlington Homeownership Fair, Chase Bank. The 2019 4th Annual City of Arlington Homeownership Fair will be Saturday, August 10th from 9 a.m. to 2:45 p.m. at the Esports Stadium, Arlington and Expo Center. I said it right this time.
There you go.
Registration starts tomorrow, July 10th, so register early, you know, get your free lunch. There's going to be a plethora of information being shared there. They're going to have family-friendly events, a lot of giveaways. The Reba Show will be there as well. We'll be remote at the event, and we'll also be sharing or giving out some prizes.
You had me at free lunch, by the way.
Yeah, I'm hungry. When I said free lunch, I lost my train of thought. So, Chad, tell me sustainable home ownership means to you.
Yeah. Well, I think we want to find the right product for the right people, right? It's not about just putting everybody into the same product. Right. I think sustainable home ownership is doing the right thing by the customer, doing the right thing by the city, doing the right thing for the right reasons, I think is sustainable. And so it's not a one size fits all. It's something that we have a conversation with, we sit down and we tailor the product to you and make sure that we're doing it with the fiduciary responsibility.
Oh, great. I like that word, fiduciary. So I guess that also leads into responsible lending, right? Because responsible lending, it's promoting sustainable home ownership.
Right.
So with sustainable home ownership, I know that you touched a bit on the education part of it. You have a program that they can – is it your own program for the home ownership? A homeowner preparation?
Yeah. So it's not a Chase program. It's sponsored through HUD, right? So it's a government entity, you know, sponsorship type program. And what it does is it's a class, it's a course, if you will, just a one-time class that homeowners will take. As it relates to Chase, once they take that, that's where if they're in that right product, they'll get that $500. But it's really a good class for anybody because it just talks about some of the nuances of owning a home and what it looks like to own to sustain home ownership long term, and really to try and get you prepared and prepped for not only purchasing a home and what it looks like and all the different terminologies. I've used a ton of terminologies here that home ownership class will help you with, Not only will it help you buy a home, but it'll also talk a little bit about what it looks like to own a home. You know, sometimes you don't realize that you got to take out the garbage every Wednesday and you got to talk about it.
I know. It's been a month since I've done that. No, I'm joking. That's why I got kids. So can somebody that's already a homeowner that may be struggling or just wants to be better prepared, can they take that class as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody can take that class. I won't speak to the specific ins and outs. Again, it's sponsored through HUD, right? And we do definitely have methods that once you sign up and or once you talk to a lending advisor and we talk about it, we'll help direct as far as what classes are available, but there's plenty of other things out there. We also have a thing called Chase Chats that all of our branches are doing. I encourage everybody out there to walk into their local Chase Bank and ask them when their next Chase Chats is. And what it is really just to conversate, to bring customers in, sit them down, not sell them anything, but just sit them down and have a conversation about some of these things right here, some of these things that are just hard to know and hard to comprehend without just sitting down and asking somebody.
Is that like TED Talks?
Yeah, it's on my, you know, I imagine somebody coined it Chase Chat. Probably got it from TED Talks or something. I don't know, but they're really
great.
Cool.
I mean, I love TED Talks, so yeah, it should be good as well.
And they're kind of like that in a sense that each Chase Chat will have a topic,
right?
So they're not all about lending. Some of them are about credit, or some of them are about lending. Some of them are about business banking. So lots of different topics out there. But again,
it's all related, though. I mean, because you have business owners that want to buy homes.
Yeah,
you have people that are credit challenged at the moment, or you have somebody that may not be credit challenged, but wants to get to the next level of credit. So, no, that's great.
Absolutely.
Great information. So, who should attend the City of Arlington's Home Ownership Fair on August?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, anybody wants a free lunch. I definitely think you want to attend that sure. But I think outside of that, I think anybody should attend. I think if you're looking to buy a home, you should attend. If you're a first-time home buyer, I think you should definitely attend. There's going to be a ton of information. But even if you've purchased a home before, that doesn't mean that you remember everything, or that doesn't mean that you don't have questions. You know, even if you bought a home 3 months ago, that doesn't mean that you might not have questions about some of the things that just transpired, that just went down. So maybe you should attend just to ask some questions and figure out what's available for you even afterwards, because there's plenty of stuff that we have even after the transaction to help out as well.
All right, good. So, man, a lot of stuff, a lot of good stuff out there.
Yeah, I tell you what, we can definitely get into the weeds here, but one of the things I encourage everybody to come down to the show, come down to the event, because it's so much deeper than just this. When we talk about sustainable home ownership, when we talk about all the different programs that are available, when we talk about all of the ins and outs and the digital this, it can become very confusing and it can almost become overwhelming. And so one of the two things that I just encourage you to come to the event. There's going to be a ton of people out there, a ton of information to be given, but also maybe walk into your just local Chase Bank. There are so many people out there that can help, and sometimes you just don't know where to start. Like, I don't even know where to start. Like, if you're out there and you got a question about, where do I even start? I think I want to buy a house, or heck, I think I want to buy a car or something. Do I even need a credit card? These are common questions that first-time home buyers or anybody comes in and they start.
I want to buy a 4-unit.
I want to buy an apartment complex, or I want to buy, I want to buy an investment property. What does that look like? Well, come on down. Let's just have a conversation. Again, there are so many different products, so many different tool sets that are out there that customers can use that they don't even know about, so we can help sit you down, teach you about those tools, but as well as just give you some of the knowledge, answer some of those questions that I'm sure that people have, but they just don't know where to start, and there really just isn't a better place to start than walking into your local Chase Bank.
Yeah, that's good. So why did, out of all these fairs that are going, that are around the Dallas-Fort Worth area, why did you choose this one? Or are you part of other fairs?
Yeah, I mean, great question. We're actually a part of a lot of stuff. Okay. This is just another one that we're doing. Again, Chase is all in when it comes to helping out the consumer, helping out the customer with not just home lending, but there's all kinds of other fairs that we do as it relates to business and auto and checking and savings. There's all kinds of stuff that we're doing on a local level. And so really, it's just trying to do that, localize ourselves to make sure that all of our customers and our consumers know that while we are a very large bank, we're also very local. We're very Arlington. We're very Fort Worth. We're right here. We're local. We live here. We work here. And we're here to help those people, help all people.
So we touched base on VA loans earlier.
Yeah.
Is there anything specific that you do for our VA or for veterans or active military?
Yeah, I mean, there's a VA loan, right? And again, without trying to get into the nuances, we definitely do veteran loans. These are for our previous vets. These are for our current vets. There are loans specifically out there that they can utilize the benefits from the VA,
right.
And that's what that entails. That's what that means when we say a VA loan. They're utilizing the benefits that they receive because they served our country,
right?
And so we definitely want to help them, and we have that product for them along with. Like they can also use the grant, that $2,500 grant, if they qualify or if the house qualifies, they could also stack that on top, and as well as some of the down payment assistance programs that are out there. First of all, it's about thanking them, right? Thanking them for their service, thanking them for what they've done for us. But it's also about helping them utilize and the stuff that they have available to them that they might not even know, and really just being there for them.
Fantastic. So we're going to go break again. I'm going to ask you a couple questions of what it actually means to you personally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we come back?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Ooh, I got a new one for you. I like the way that sounds. I'm about to do it for you. I like to break it down. This joint has got me open. Ooh, that's my favorite song. I put my thing in motion. I do it all night long.
Programming for The Reba Show is proudly underwritten in part by the Arlington Tomorrow Foundation, contributing to a thriving Arlington, and in part by the Texas Association of Realtors Housing Opportunity Foundation. Funding is also provided by generous donations from listeners like you.
You're listening to The Reba Show, home ownership here from the experts in the blue stream of the Fishbowl Radio Network. I am your host, Salvador Villalobos. Today, We're highlighting one of the presenting sponsors for the City of Arlington Homeownership Fair, Chase Bank. The 2019 4th Annual City of Arlington Homeownership Fair will be on Saturday, August 10th from 9 a.m. to 2:45 p.m. at the Esports Stadium, Arlington, and Expo Center. Registration starts tomorrow, July 10th, so register early to get your free lunch, as well as to attend all of the event, all of the breakout sessions and presentations that will be offered for anybody looking to buy a home now or in the future. And there will be a lot of family-friendly events. There's a kids zone, so register early. You can do that by going to your browser and typing in Arlington TX Home Fair, and it'll bring you to their website. Or you can go to the Reba Connect.org site, which is Reba, H-R-E-B-A, Connect.org. So, Chad, tell me some of these success stories or how you were able to change somebody's life.
Yeah.
As Gosh. A lender, right?
Yeah. No, that I mean, there's countless stories on that. I mean, the fact is that that's what I do it for. That's what we're here for, is right. to help people change their life for the better. I mean, there's so many different ways, so many different things we could do to help advise them. Whether it be investing or whether it be business or checking or obviously in my line of work in lending, and there's lots of different things. And
what do you mean in lending?
Yeah.
So we're the loan officers. We're the bad guys.
No. I can think of a few scenarios. You know, off the top of my head, I can think of a specific scenario where, this woman walked in and every year she was living in an apartment complex, and every year her rent was going up. And that's normal. That's very common across the industry, across everybody. But it was getting to the point where just every year it was another $100 or another $200, and it just kept going up where – when you look at the math of it, it's like, well, gosh darn, let's just buy a house.
But I don't have the down payment. How am I going to buy a house?
No, and that's fantastic. And if so, a few different things that come to mind. If we don't start having that conversation, then we can never fix that, or we can never do anything about that. So at least for now, let's start having that conversation. But if we had that conversation a year ago, or 6 months, or 2 years ago, we'd get ahead of it. Or the fact is that we're having this conversation now. And so with this particular customer, I can think of specifically. We started having that conversation, and it was just that. She said, man, I don't have the down payment. What do I do? And so we had just talked about it. We just had a conversation about what that looks like in the future, when her lease was up, and when the goal was to get out of the lease and to buy a house. And so the reality is this particular person had a year left because she had come in because she had just signed a new lease, re-upped her lease, and her rent went up. And so the fact is what we did, we helped her. She saved a bunch of money. She worked very, very hard, diligently. She saved a ton of money. And then she came in towards the end of that lease, you know, through lots of conversation, and we were able to help her buy a house. And now when you fast forward, top of my head, I can't remember, 3 or 4 years later, she's had the same payment now for 3 or 4 years, and it's less than her apartment was.
Wow.
And she's gained equity, and she's gained ownership in something. And so when you look at the 10-year time frame, 15, 20 years from now, that's somebody that we helped change their life for sure.
And it's probably some of her retirement money there too, right?
Absolutely. You know, there's something there that she doesn't have to worry about, you know, later on in life when she's on a fixed income, much later on in life, she doesn't have to worry about her rent going up.
So let's say they saved, but not enough. So, but one of the grant programs or one of the down payment assistance programs would definitely help.
Yeah, and that's another great great tool, a great reason to just walk in and talk to a lending advisor is because of that, right? Your rent goes up or something happens, and now you've got to start somewhere and have that conversation. And so now we have that conversation, and we look at it. So maybe we don't have enough today, but we look at what programs you might qualify for. We have our Dream Maker, right? Maybe we can get you $500. We have maybe you're buying a house that's inside that tract where we get you $2,500, or maybe
what do you mean tract?
Like, well, there are just different. there are different census tracts. There are different places that the government has deemed, you know, through their rhyme or reason that says these are the different types of census tracts that are available or that qualify for different things. And so with Chase, we have gone in and identified certain tracts and said we'll give you $2,500 to purchase a home in that tract. Now, these tracts
are like low to moderate income tracts?
Yeah, that's what it's called. It's called LMI. So LMI, the low to moderate income tracts.
Okay.
And so with inside those particular census tracts inside that particular area, and there's a lot of them, by the way. You know, there's a big LMI low to moderate income census tract in Plano. So you know, in Frisco. So there's a ton of them around, and so inside those tracts, Chase would give $2,500. So
great. So Chad, we're going to be wrapping up. So tell me what home ownership means to you.
Sustainability, you know, foundation, you know, it's where I hang my hat, right? Mm-hmm. It's place I call home. It's building for the future, you know, whether it be, you know, legacy building or whether it be equity building or whether it be just a stable environment for that and not having to worry about, you know, what the future looks like.
All right. And I like what you said earlier, and it was off the air, was you have tornado and hurricane, and you want them to grow into it, right?
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. And we were just kidding. He has two young kids, and you said four and five, and you just want them to...
Yeah, to be able to have a neighborhood of kids around them, and they grow up in the neighborhood, they play baseball outside in the street. You know, that's homeownership, and it doesn't necessarily have to be a homeowner. It's not gatekeeping to say only homeowners can do that. But I think that you know, being a homeowner really builds that value, really builds the equitable value. You know, the amount of money that you'll have later on in life due to, you know, instead of making your payment to rent to somebody else's equity, to somebody else's future.
Right.
You build it to yourself, and that's awesome. What that looks like.
That's awesome. Here at The Reba Show, we inform, serve, bring you information about home ownership, prepare you for sustainable and also sustainable home ownership. We'll provide you information that will help you become more financially prepared for home ownership and for other events in your life. Our hope is that you will engage us on The Reba Show and become a loyal fan of this, The Reba Show. Chad Erickson, thank you so much for sharing what you have to offer and what Chase has to offer. We truly appreciate you today.
Yeah,
for coming in, and look forward to seeing you at the City of Arlington's Home Ownership Fair.
Yeah, absolutely, and I really appreciate you. Thank you for having me, and thank you for letting me be here, for sure.
You're welcome. Remember that the 2019 fourth annual City of Arlington Home Ownership Fair will be Saturday, August 10th from 9 a.m. to 2:45 p.m. at Esports Stadium, Arlington, and Expo Center. Registration starts tomorrow, July 10th, so register early to get your free lunch. Free lunch. We are the Hispanic Real Estate Brokers Association, a registered 501c3 nonprofit corporation. We've been streaming live on Facebook. You can see us. You can see a replay of the video on The Reba Show. Reba's H-R-E-B-A. Again, H-R-E-B-A. On the Reba Show Facebook page, and also on our YouTube channel, where you can subscribe to see future videos. Please follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Reba Show. And again, H-R-E-B-A. Don't contact Reba McIntyre. this episode is available as a podcast on the Reba Show page at fbrn.us. You can also find us on any podcast app. You can learn about topics we have planned for. You can learn about topics we have planned for upcoming events, shows. Our website Reba Connect. That's H-R-E-B-A Connect, C-O-N-N-E-C-T.org, and clicking on the Reba Show. If you'd like to make a donation to continue funding this programming and other community outreach efforts, visit rebaconnect.org and click on the donate button of the homepage. If you have any specific questions or comments, you may feel free to email us at rebashow, H-R-E-B-A, show, S-H-O-W, at rebaconnect.org. Again, this is Salvador Villalobos. Thank you for listening. Have a great afternoon. Talk to you next week.
about her and she knows it. I wanna let it take control. Cause every time that she gets closer, she pulls me in.